Good afternoon, good evening, good morning. This is Veronica Entwistle, and you have tuned in to Radiance by Design. Radiance by Design is a show all about you, how we are radiant little vehicles of light. We download into the flesh after we're vibrational vehicles. So I like to say Radiance by Design because we can, by nature, create a kind of radiance that uplifts other people, that connects us to a much more possible reality, that magnetizes uplifting folks, that help us activate our own power, our own gift, and to become a community of highly radiant, high-frequency beings. We have that potential. Let's go for it. In this show, I'm an intuitive and an energy counselor. So when you call in, I give you mini readings. We take a look at who you are, what your vibrations are saying about you, what's your soul journey all about. Maybe you have a question about your children, about yourself, about your power in the world, about problems at work, and so on. And with my guides and angels' help, I can see, hear, even smell some of the situation going on around you and help you release those adaptive mechanisms, those reactive ways of being that sometimes prevent us from being all we can be, sometimes prevent us from being in our own truth and our own light. So call in. Call in with your questions, and what we're going to do is do an energy clearing, because I believe we should clear our space, and we're going to do some talk about relationship to ourselves, and then I'm going to get you to call in, and we're going to talk to you about you, and otherwise I'm going to talk about life, and life as a radiant vehicle of light, and a person, a being who's an amazingly creative critter. That's you. That's me. That's our kids. Let's take charge and become as amazingly creative as we know deep down that we can be. So if you want to be calling in, call in after the first clearing exercise. I want you all to pay attention just for a moment about your space. Pay attention to your space. And way back in the 20s, some people channeled what they called the I Am discourses. And with those discourses came information from ascended ones, those beings that had ascended, like Saint Germain, who's that funny, uplifting philanthropist from the 18th century over in France. And what he gave us is the violet flame. Now, the violet flame is something we visualize. But I promise you this, if you do it, for those of you who are inexperienced, and I know some of you are really experienced with this, when you visualize it and you mobilize it, it can actually change the environment in which you are. It can clean the frequencies in your household and in your body. So I like to set the tone at the beginning of all my work with a little bit of violet flame activity. And there's another activity we're going to do in a wee while. So let's pay attention and close your eyes for a minute. Deep breath. And let's call in our guides and angels. And now let's call in the presentation of a violet flame. And see a violet flame burning and burning in all the corners of your room or your house. I was going to say your car, but most of us don't have computers in our car yet. That's coming. So let's transform, let's build a transforming violet flame in every corner of your house or your room. And see them burning and burning and transforming and dissipating all the leftover creations, the leftover thoughts and feelings and emotional energies that have been left here. And the violet flame burns and burns and grows and burns in all the corners of the room. And feel the violet flames grow and get bigger and have them all move to the right until they move round and round your room like a flame dancing round and round the room until they meet in the center and create this humongous bonfire. So in the middle of your room is this amazing violet flame bonfire burning, burning, consuming, and dissipating all the leftover thoughts and feelings energy, clearing and cleaning your space. And then have the violet flame dance back to you and move up through the soles of your feet. And feel it jump into the soles of your feet and fill your feet into your toes until they tingle. And your feet hold a lot of issues about understanding, so burn them up and create new ones. And the violet flame burns through the lower legs, burning and burning and transforming all the old childhood pictures. That's where you keep your photograph album of your childhood. And let's move the violet flame into our knees. where we burn and burn issues of fear, and violet flame burns up through the thighs or issues of support, female on the right, on the left, male on the right. And the violet flame burns and burns and grows and glows and burns all around the belly area, burning up the housing of the subconscious, karma, anything left over, including food. And the violet flame burns and burns and grows and burns and moves into the solar plexus. That's where you keep your personal power concepts. We're always wanting to change those. Instead of taking power, you want to be a radiant vehicle of light and move the violet flame through and burn all your leftover thoughts and feelings and issues of power. And the violet flame moves up into your chest and burns through your lungs, which hold old grief records from karma and so on. And in this lifetime, the violet flame burns and burns in your chest and moves all the leftover stuff that comes from issues of love. We all have love, courage, inspiration, losses, despair, and so on. And burn with the violet flame and move it into your heart and burn through your heart and fill your shoulders. And the violet flame burns and burns all your old leftover responsibilities, moves down your arms. And the violet flame whirls through your arms into your fingers till they tingle. And feel the violet flame burning and burning in your arms. All your issues of how you give on the right side and how you receive on the left can burn and burn. Drop your old issues of giving and receiving. I can't have too much, I this, I that. Burn and burn them up. And move the violet flame back up through your shoulders and into your neck, where your consciousness of self is always changing. Burn up the leftover, burn up all the leftover consciousness of self in the neck. Give yourself a chance to spiral into a much greater consciousness of self, self-realization. Move the violet flame up into your head and have it burning and burning into your head, into your brain. In the center of your brain, you see a bright light in there and have the violet flame burn and burn in your brain, leftover thoughts and feelings. So your bright light can grow and grow and radiate right out to the edge of your brain and flow around you. And the violet flame shoots up through the top of your head, makes a beautiful fountain, and the fountain goes up and then drops down around and around and around your body, around and around your body, till there you are in this beautiful violet flame. You're the cloaked being stepping into the world all shiny and bright, in your room, which is all shiny and bright. And the guides are always reminding us that as we go through these times of turmoil, these ways of clearing your space and of building your own energy and clearing out your own body-mind will actually make you more radiant and much stronger about who you want to be in the world and how you want to be in the world. When we don't clear at all, we wander into the world and we magnetize to us a lot of the old stuff, old programs, over and over and over again. And I know a lot of you people listening here to BBS Radio are actually working hard on yourselves and becoming more and more conscious. But just in case you have little morsels of unconsciousness still resonant in your body-mind, get to work on your violet flame. Get to work on changing your frequency so you resonate with a much higher consciousness in the world. And that's spreading the word. I call it my politics. You spread that frequency, you spread that resonance, and guess what? You activate a lot of other people. What a great service we are. What a wonderful community. Now, here are the numbers. I'm hoping that you'll call in with your questions and let me know what's going on in your life and how can we see what it's going to take for you to become that radiant being resonating with your higher consciousness. Okay, call in from the U.S. is 877-876-5221. I'll repeat that, 877, this is in the U.S., 877-876-5221. Now, people keep telling me I say the numbers too quickly. That was pretty good, wasn't it? 877-876-5221. And then if you're in Canada, please call from Canada, 888-810-8322, 888-810-8322. And then if you're anywhere else in the world, international calls, call 530-876-3222. 530, this is for international calls. 530-876-3222. So give us a call. I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to know what's up in your world. And we'll do some energy work with you. We'll look at what's going on in your life, and we'll give you a mini reading. In the meantime, the last few shows, we had Jackie on last week, and we talked about ETs. And that isn't my normal major focus, but thank you for your feedback. Some of you had all kinds of pleasant comments to make about that. For some of you, it made you a little bit nervous. But remember, when we learn things, we aren't quite as nervous. Thank you for your call. I'll just finish my thought here first. When we learn things, we won't be quite as nervous as when we don't have a clue what's going on. So I'll talk to my caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Julia.
Hi, Julia. Thanks for calling in.
Great. Well, I was interested in what you said at the beginning, that you did many readings and you were able to tap into the vibes and the soul journey. And basically, I just wanted you to tap into mine. The soul journey.
Can you be just a bit more specific, just because it takes a lot longer if you just want to have a vague thing? Tell me your age, for starters.
I'm 45.
Good. You have a lot of emotional energy in your body, mind. You're one who has stockpiled a great deal of feeling. Are you musical? Because it looks like you have a lot of music in your spirit.
I'm not necessarily musical. I just enjoy listening.
Do you? What's your job?
Right now, I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, good.
But I'm looking to re-enter the workforce at some point. Just trying to decide when and where and how and all that good stuff.
One of the things about you is that you have a lot of emotional backlog. And did you do our clearing energy with us?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I want you to do more of that. And it's something about music in you, because you have the ability to work with, I guess it's like in teaching, to work with individuals in a way that could really touch them. But you're also an empath, so you hold in other people's feelings a lot. It's going to take you, you have to get, and I'll remind people at home, we have to get pretty strong-willed about moving the energy fields in our body and mind. I'm not saying we're enslaved, but we are trapped by the blob of energy around the world called human consciousness. And when I look at you, I go, you're empathic, and you're taking in a lot of the thoughts and feelings that are floating around the world that are coming from the collective. And one thing about you is when we go underneath that and look, you're very creative, and you're very able to touch people with your natural energy. You have the ability to facilitate some really great changes in other people. And I believe you're going to do that in some form of teaching that you're going to take on later.
Hmm.
It may take you a while. You may be like 50 before you actually get to this.
Okay. That's surprising.
Why? Are you going to go to work sooner?
Well, yeah, I was thinking probably, you know, more like in a month or so.
Well, I'm not saying that you won't work. I'm saying that to get to the work of your heart.
Oh, okay. Well, just, you know, you think of 50, like, oh, wow.
Well, I'm 100 years old, so never mind.
Oh.
50's nothing to me. That's your adolescence, girl. What they're saying is that you need to clear, because there's an awful lot and you're going to learn and you have a great deal to share. And you might work in a short while, but I don't think you're going to get to the work where your light is absolutely touching people's heart and soul. You're not going to do that until you've practiced something. You're going to have a new practice over the next year or so, and that practice is going to keep unraveling you. Do you meditate at this point?
I'm not consistent with it. I do it basically, you know, off and on type of thing.
Well, let me remind you and many other empaths that we need to meditate regularly, because it's like a dumping process of actually getting clear of all the thoughts and feelings that just swarm around us all the time and actually run us. If we want to run ourselves, we have to clear that stuff out, because the brain's like a computer. And it runs all these programs, and what you want to do is separate from the programs. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
But I feel like you have a really bright light in there that wants to share with others. So if you want a specific, will I get a job in a month? I think you've got several job possibilities coming up. I'm not sure they're going to be your heart's dream for a couple of years yet.
Okay.
Okay?
So as far as you can see the... As far as the clearing process, the emotional clearing, do you recommend the meditation and then the violet flame? Would that be your strongest recommendation to really move through it, or?
Yeah, I would really work with the violet flame to clear the house, because the house needs to be moved. You need to clear all the thoughts and feelings out of the house. I go to an antique store, I sit down in a chair, and I can tell you the history of the people that owned the chair.
Oh, wow.
The emotional history. That's just an example that if you're awake to your empathy, you understand how we keep rerunning old thoughts. Mm-hmm. And then you wonder, why am I doing that? I'm a creative individual. I want to create. I don't want to just run old programs. I don't want to run reruns, right? So the violet flame is a great way to clear those, and it's a great thing to teach your kids.
Okay.
And then the actual emptying meditation, or there are many kinds of meditation, but I feel like that emptying meditation, which is thinking a mantra and just sitting there for 20 minutes, will actually shift you in such a way that you can feel the shift in your energy field, in your body mind. It's like running an automatic car. All of you grew up in automatic cars, but in the old days we didn't have automatics. But the way an automatic builds up to shifting its gears, you hear the sound, you know,
mm-hmm.
and everything shifts. And if you do those regular meditations for a while, you find things shift inside of you, and you go in one level, and then another level, and then another level. And that's where you're separating from this massive numbers of thoughts that actually pummel our brains a lot of the time, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
And it isn't really that hard. I found that sometimes you can just make up your own mantra, or I am the presence of love, or I used to, many years ago, I tried I empty, and it worked really well. And then I learned that if you use a holy name and so on, the resonance that comes with it is much stronger in effect than just picking a word. But you can still just pick a word. You can do what you want that way. You
know? What is a holy name?
When I say I am, you know, the I am is the enlightenable part of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Saint Germain, I mentioned, brought us the violet flame. And the I am books, they talk about I am the presence, which is the presence of all that is. I am the presence of is a great affirmative beginning. So it's I am the presence of love, or I am the presence of the divine. I am the presence of big bucks. You know, I am the presence of the perfect job. I have really liked that as an affirmation, and I'll often contrive a mantra like that. I am, which is a very holy statement, that the enlightenable part of ourselves, the presence, which is all that is holy. And then I will say the divine, because I'm learning the divinity in myself, which we all have, right?
Yeah, awesome.
And I just run that. And so you pick something. I am the presence of love. It would be wonderful to be a vibrational being that when you step into the room, everyone feels better.
Oh, nice, yeah.
So sometimes you pick a mantra like that because it will radiate that out into the world. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I really like that, the presence of love.
Yeah, it's wonderful, isn't it?
Awesome.
And you can teach it to children.
Okay, well, thank you. I
many
really
blessings.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for calling.
All right, have a great evening.
And you too.
Thanks, bye-bye.
One of the things that the guides keep talking about is that if you want to be strong in the middle of turmoil these days, you want to mobilize your subtle energies. You want to radiate subtle energies into the world. And how can we do that? We want to, first of all, well, I know what we were going to talk about today. We were going to talk about relationship with self, and how relationship with self is also reflected by, for example, war out there. That if you want to have a radiant self that's really adding to the status quo, it's a radiance in your body mind that sends out vibrations of peace and love, and I'll just be 1 minute and I'd love to talk to you. Peace and love and understanding and compassion. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't always radiate those things. But as we work on that, and we can do that through meditation and so on, we become that which is adding to the world, the collective consciousness of the world. So let's talk to our next caller, and then we'll get to work after that. Good afternoon, you're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. This is Peg.
Hi, Peg. How you doing?
Good. I just wanted to check to see the energy for my health and also for my job and opportunity, if that's still there.
Now, Peg's been looking for a job for quite a while, and they keep procrastinating about hiring her. But what I'm seeing today, Peg, is that you have someone, there should be someone in touch with, somebody's working on it right now.
Okay.
Somewhere in the place that you've applied for your job, they're working on it right now.
Okay, good.
Now, the other thing about this, with Peg and with anyone else, when you're looking for our jobs, that's when you get your affirmation going. And if we followed up on I am the presence of, we'd say I am the presence of a perfect job, I am the presence of a job that's full-time, that has benefits, that however you describe it, and you just you write that out and you keep repeating it over and over. And Peg, you're doing that, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Matter of fact, I'm also doing that for my health. I'm in the presence of the divine healing energy.
Good. And let's take a look at your health. And you're having a surgery on Thursday?
Yes.
Okay. So one of the things that I'm seeing with Peg, Peg is having just a checkup surgery. It's not necessarily a real illness. It's just a biopsy. And when I'm looking at your energy, Peg, I want to say, and let's everybody at home do this. We all need to learn how to send healing energy. Some of you are absolutely hot diggity at it already. I know that. But let's do it with Peg right now. Have everyone who's listening. And what you can do also, we'll do it with Peg, and then you can slip in there anyone whose health you're concerned about at this present time. Now, the first thing we do when we're working with somebody over the air or even in person is wrap yourself in light. Because the last thing we all need to do is absorb one another's consciousness, just like we were talking about, I think it's Juliana. We were just talking to her about taking on, being an empath and taking on other people's energy. So you want to wrap yourself in light, and that gives you some protection there. And then with your mind's eye, we call out, Peg, I'm seeing bright pink. What's your favorite color right now?
I see green.
Green, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see with our mind's eye and our third eye a really amazing, powerful ribbon of green healing light. And we have it run through. I also want it to run through our heart, so we take it from the third eye and also take it from the heart. And we send out this ribbon of green light. And we absolutely We bathe Peg in this green light and see it running through your system, Peg.
Okay.
Running all the way through your system, and what you can do as a receiver is you can make sure that you swash it through the most particular areas of your beingness that you're concerned about.
Uh-huh.
And then what we can do is add the people that we're very concerned about as well. So we get Peg, we're bathing her in the green light. And you do this with love in your hearts, because it always amps up the frequency. Can you feel that, Peg?
Yeah, I do. I feel like a warm sensation going through, and it's like I see it's like, you know, electric current, how it travels through your body,
mm-hmm.
and it just has fingers, and it goes all over, and it just starts to radiate.
That's wonderful. And then the other thing we do is we add to Peg's, I see you perfectly healed. I see your capacity to heal perfectly. How's that?
Yeah.
So I'm going to wrap you in light and say thank you for your call, Peg.
Thank you.
All right.
You have a good day.
You too. And to further that discussion, and I'm really glad that she called in, so I'll give the numbers again in a minute. To further that discussion is that when we want to do healing, check with yourself. Are you divided inside? Is a part of you beating up yourself? Is a part of you picking on you while the other part is striving for something great? It's those kinds of dissonances that create huge problems in ourselves. So we can feel like we're not enough, and if you feel like you're not enough, and we feel like the world is holding away our goodness from ourselves, we can get darn mad, can't we? We can get really defensive. We can feel smaller and smaller. Now, we were talking, my wonderful partner, Bob Hoover, and I were sitting and talking about the world, the war that's going on in Iraq, and the Palestinian situation, and how the differences in the factions in those countries, that's even before we arrive with all our great tools, or our own weapons of mass destruction, actually. Before we even arrive, they're at loggerheads with each other in these countries. And right now, in Palestine, the terrorists are the greater power in parliament, but the president is actually the Fatah on the other side. And the terrorists, they found out, have the Hamas have placed in basements and in tunnels and so on all kinds of blow-up materials. And fortunately, it was found, because if they blew up their own people, then the world aid would stop. There would be huge bloodshed, and there would be huge international problems as well. And a lot of the people over there, according to my guides, a lot of the people are feeling like the possibility of home is slipping away, because the power of security and the power to have peace is no longer in their hands, and they can't even figure out where it is. So, and this is true a lot of times in world politics, that what's really happening is so far out of the reach of regular people that people feel powerless. And then you want to behave like terrorists, right? Now, that's a whole complicated thing. When does our reaction to dominance become pathological? I don't know. And that's a huge conversation, and I don't pretend to be being glib about it. But that aspect of world difficulties, we all understand. And the thing is, in Iraq, they're fighting there, the Shiites and the Sunnis are fighting one with the other as well. And all over the world it's like that. The people that don't have anything, I can remember, do you remember this old thing they used to say about, I worked with the natives, the Native Canadians for a while, and there was a thing, if somebody rose out of the ghetto in which we were living and someone was pushing their way, educating themselves, and pulling out of that which had been a culturally deprived area for a long time, their own people practically ate them up, pulled them back in. And we all heard that image of a bucket and a bunch of crabs in the bucket, and one of the crabs was trying to get out, and all the other crabs were pulling it back in. And it's just like, it's human nature to be, at times, this is something I believe we can get beyond. This is not something I'm preaching we should get like. But quite often it's human nature to be defensive about change and expansion and feel like, who does that person who think they are? And the next thing you know, we're pulling on each other, we're holding each other back, we're keeping each other smaller just so that we'll stay in cahoots together. Well, we're trying to get beyond that. All right, so one of the things that we start with in this is that we start with self. Now just take a minute and look at yourself. And I want you to feel in yourself where you have disagreement with yourself. Do you have a part of you that thinks that you're worthless, and a part of you that thinks you're great, a part of you that thinks you want to be a movie star, and a part of you that thinks that that's a ridiculous who do you think you are kind of thing? Do you have some really big, I don't ever belong in the world, and I'm resentful about it? Do you have some of that stuff going on? And admit it. It's not like that's all of you, but these things that are in us are actually reflective of the whole. So I'm really asking you to take a look at that. What the guides are recommending is that we look at the world situation, we draw it back into our own self, and we work with forgiveness, which is something that I was working with the guides and with Jackie's group off and on for the last few weeks, for those who were listening to ET Healing that I was working with Jackie on, that we wanted to find out those parts of ourselves that really are mad at ourselves, that judge ourselves, that look at our history and give ourselves a really hard time. And I want you to check those out right now, because those are the kinds of things that lead to war. You know, think about it. If you're really mad at yourself and you get defensive and then you get belligerent, and it's really, really hard to work out situations with people because we misunderstand them. So let's do a clearing exercise for ourselves, and then we'll carry on talking about what it takes to find peace and to radiate peace, love, and compassion into the world. You can't radiate peace, love, and compassion if you're beating yourself up inside, because what will radiate outside of you is the beating yourself up. So you walk into a room and you create a world. Say we're all listening to The Secret. We're all trying to manifest like mad, and some of us are doing one heck of a good job. But if you've got inside of yourself a huge disagreement and you're setting up all kinds of affirmations about what you want to create in the world and they keep blowing up, you really have to turn back and look at yourself and find those disagreements in yourself. Find your defensivenesses. Find your judgments. And then clear some of those. So let's do some exercises on that. Let's see. I want you to drop into your own. First of all, we wrap ourselves in light. Wrap yourselves in light. Remember why. And then call up in your body mind all the energy that comes from your defensiveness. I'm defensive, and feel where it is in your body. Where is it? Is it in your chest? Is it in your knees? Is it in your earlobe? How about the back of your neck? You just keep exaggerating it and exaggerating it. Now what happens when you exaggerate it? Doesn't it kind of get bigger and fluffier and it's not quite so intense? That's what happened to me. What happened to you? Now you ask your angels and your guides, say, could you please take this defensiveness now? Or if you want, just command total release of all the energy of defensiveness now. Fluff it off your body like a snake skin. And now swish your body out with light. I call it the light gargle. Now, one of the things that's really neat, did you notice a big change about defensiveness? Any of you, now, some of you are actually picking on yourself because you realize that you're actually quite defensive, or at least some of you are. We can't really do that. You have to say, okay, there's my defensive, and say, hot diggity, I finally found it. There it is. And I can feel it's in my head. For me, I'm getting it sort of in the back and lower back and in the back of my thighs and calves, so that's interesting. And pay attention to where it is because it tells you something about your body tells you it's a filing cabinet and you take certain subjects and you put them in certain parts of your body. So as you move the defensiveness, notice where it is in your body. Mine came up the back of my thighs and that would tell me that it's how secure I feel or how supported I feel on the planet. And I don't feel supported because my defensiveness is sitting in the back of my thighs. Not my right, not my left, but both. That's interesting, isn't it? So now I command total release of my defensiveness. There, total release of my defensiveness. And now, let's fill ourselves up with light. Just fill yourselves with light. Because what we're actually doing is processes of clearing. Like as we go through life, we have all these reactions to all these situations and holy mackerel in our subconscious. There they are pulsing away and they're reacting. So you're going out doing your wonderful secret exercises and your affirmations about everybody loves me and people are walking away from you, fighting with you, not talking to you or whatever has been happening for years and you're still doing your affirmations. What's the problem here? You need to take a few minutes, drop into your body and say, okay, four people are acting very defensive with me. Four people haven't heard a word I said. Three people have whatever they've done, you know. Take that evidence and go back into yourself and call up that very thing you saw coming back to you from other people. Call it up in your body. So say you see people, they don't hear you. You say something and they don't quite hear you. Go inside and ask to feel how you don't hear people. Go in there and really feel the energy. If I don't hear people when they talk to me, what happens in your body when you do that? Just say, I don't hear people. You see, what we're doing is taking whatever's happening to you and go in and feel it yourself as something you do. Exaggerate it and then command total release. You'll probably find that deep down, you have a feeling that nobody's going to hear you anyway. And so it is, and so be it. So this is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and I'd love to talk to you if you'd like to call in. I'm going to say these numbers so fast that you won't be able to hear them. 877-876-5221. Okay, now I'll say it slow. You had time to get your pen. Now don't complain. 877-876-5221. And if you're in Canada, that's where I started out. 888-810-8322. I'll say it again. 888-810-8322. And then if you're anywhere else in the world, here's the number, the international number. 530-876-3222. And we're here on BBS Radio. I should repeat that one. 530-876-3222. We're here on BBS Radio talking to you about how you radiate out there whatever's inside of you. And if you want to change your life and you want to change the feedback that's coming to you, you want to be a radiant, vibrational vehicle of light, let's do a lot of clearing. And one of the things that I read in Barbara Hand Clow, if any of you read her, she's a really wonderful healing soul. She's been doing Pleiadian work for many years, is a channel of Pleiadian beings. You talk about your ETs. And she's using an old system, which a lot of people in the healing mode have used, which is calling in. Some people talk about calling in the four directions, but she calls in the seven directions, and we're going to do that. And what I read, my guides and angels keep saying, you can take charge of the fields and the frequency that you're working with in the world. And calling in the directions is a great way to take charge. What it means is you pull in the vibrational reality from the universe of all the directions that will empower you. And as you do this, you can walk through these days of turmoil. These days till 2012 are supposed to be days of extreme turmoil. You got your global warming. You got your high frequency changes in just the fields alone. We've got the arrival of the ETs, who have been incognito so far quite a bit, and we keep hearing that they're going to be much more visible. So we got a lot of, and we have a lot of changing technology and so on. So we have a lot of turmoil going on in our planet already. We have a lot of wars. We have a lot of people trying to work for peace, which is a quantum leap in our consciousness as a species, right? So what they're saying is that you run energies of clearing, energies of purification, clearing, purification, clear your space, but always surround yourself with fields that will help you go into the world in a very stable way. So it's like kind of being in a vibrational cloak. So you go into the world in such a way as not to disrupt the fields around you, but to place a kind of a nice, protective environment around you that stabilizes the frequencies for other people. Are you ready to do that? Okay, so I'm going to ask you to take a minute and be quiet. And those of you who can move around, do. I can't because I'm sitting here and I don't want to tangle up in all my wires. But I'm going to imagine myself turning around. So we start by facing the east. And then you raise your hands up in the air. And you call in the presence, the intuitive presence, the innovative, intuitive, deep understanding presence of the East, the spirits of the East. And now you turn around a half circle, and you bring in the transformative spirits of the West. Often it's signified by a great snake. Snakes are agents of transformation. And now we'll turn to the south, which is a quarter turn, and you face the south, and we call in the warm, inspirational, loving spirit of the south. And then again, turn half a circle, and we call in the deep, spiritual, the wisdom of the north. Now put your hands, drop to your knees or squat down and put your hands on the earth. And we call in the presence of Mother Earth, of Gaia, that we may learn to walk in relationship with the earth. We haven't been. We've been out of sync with her cycles, with her seasons, with her needs. Take a moment to attune yourself. And again, raise your hands high in the air and call in Father Sky, spirit of the sky, and have it meet the spirit of the earth through you. And put your hand on your heart and the spirit of your heart. Now, if you do that each day, do you feel that you're actually in this beautiful relationship to the earth, to the sky, to the directions, to nature? And that relationship is truly in the form of vibration, of frequency. And as you walk with that, you'll feel much more able to be conscious of and to set the tone of your radiance as you go out into the world. And we're talking all the time about creating our reality, and this is a great place to start. Start with yourself. Start with those huge battles and wars going on inside of you at times. And soothe those and make peace with parts of yourself because they're all allowed to be. And then you're going to radiate out into the world by consciously clearing the space with the violet flame and bringing in the seven directions. And then as you walk into the world, lo and behold, you can change the world. And what's really weird is as we change ourselves, we literally change our experiences and all the impact that we have on other people. So we change ourselves and we change the world. And it's so fun to test. If you ever go out and you're cranky, you ever notice how cranky everybody else is? Then all of a sudden you change the tune, and there you are, happy. And lo and behold, everybody else is happy, and you go, holy mackerel, I changed the world. So sometimes I scratch my head and I laugh because what is reality? Reality seems to be a rather flexible kind of thing. And we're all learning, we little conscious beings, we're learning through consciousness to have an impact on the reality of our lives. And hopefully on the entire world, because it needs some help. All right. Now, the guides were saying earlier that one of the hardest things on our planet is the tensions that come up. And I touched on this briefly. The tensions that come up when people feel like they can't have, for whatever reason, they can't have, right? Now, why is it that we believe that we can create our reality, but there are people that don't have anything, there are whole countries of people that don't have what we would consider to be anything. Now, it's really interesting. My guides have said, because I quite often channel and talk to my guides, who are just a wonderful consortium of beings, coalescence of beings. They're just absolutely loving, and they learn from us, we learn from them, but they love us all the time. And many years ago, I was feeling like, oh, we have to do all this work over here. We have to do all this work that we have everything over here. And they said, you know what? They said that people over in what you might call darkest Africa that seem not to be living the life that you consider important, there's as many of those ones transforming and being in touch with their soul journey's fulfillment as there are over here. They were basically saying, don't kid yourself. Just because you have the superficial or the appearance of having a have society, what people value is sometimes very great in the have-not population. However, today the guides were saying that there's a real tension in people who feel like everybody's got everything and they don't have anything. And again, I mentioned that the terrorists are a reflection of that part of our nature, which is just impossibly pathological in the rage of not having access to whatever it is, the wealth, the health, the ability to move around the world, the future. They'd rather die than feel like they can be governed or they can be dominated the way that they've been. And we can say that some of their thinking is distorted, but the guides keep saying, well, there is an energy tension amongst people that can't have or don't have for whatever reason. They could be born to that, you know. They could be born from other lives of having been perhaps rich, opulent, dominant, or whatever. We could say, oh, that's just their karma. Oh. However, it is our duty really to ameliorate some of these injustices as we see them these days. It is our duty to put our service forward. But anyway, you can't do it unless you are really in touch with who you are and whether or not you yourself are in battle with yourself. And as we become more peaceful, guess what? We put it out there, and the peace is contagious, and it really comes forward. So let's take a look at, when we're talking about people that don't have, let's take a look at some energy clearing around victim, okay? We've heard this over and over again in metaphysics, and I got to say that even metaphysicians, okay, don't get along. We're talking about relationship and wars and so on. And I don't know how many times recently I've just been smacked in the head with the awareness that competition and the tension amongst metaphysicians is just the same as everywhere else. It's like as a human being, we have these knee-jerk reactions from whether karma or cellular things or so on. where we know, each of us knows that we have the right way or whatever. And so there's just being spiritual is no, you can't be sure just because you're spiritual that you're not going to encounter war is what I'm trying to say. And that it really, the onus falls back on ourselves. A girlfriend of mine said very clearly one day how interesting it is that if you want to be right, you can't be loving because you can't do both of those at the same time. And that was so interesting. That was a tossed off the cuff kind of thing. But it has absolutely nurtured my growth for a few months now. It's really startling. When I want to be right, guess what? I'm not very loving. So that's really worth thinking about. And the other thing is that, now I think I've kind of gotten off into a little bit of a track here. I'm looking at my notes here. And I want you to call in. Why don't you call in? We'll talk to a couple of callers. Otherwise, I'm going to talk about the clearing energy of the word victim and how when we do clearing exercises, we can actually shift our frequency so that what we manifest in the world is more to our liking. So call in 877-876-5221, 877-876-5221. I know you're out there listening because I can see you. So call in, you. And in Canada, it's 888-810-8322. And I know several Canadians that are listening right now. So pick up that phone and don't be such a chicken. And then internationally, it's 530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. I was just saying how I really want to have a show where we get a caller from Hong Kong and we get a caller from England, we get a caller from Vienna. Let's have some fun with this, you guys. We're talking around the world. We could change the world. BBS Radio could change the world. We're sending light around the world, connecting us all to the reality of peace, compassion, love, oneness, and unity. Isn't that something? All right, so let's do some clearing. Let's do clearing of the word victim. Because we all have, a lot of us have the same, most of us have an awful lot of the same material in our subconscious, in our cellular, in the human consciousness, in the collective unconscious, which Jung taught us all about. So let's do it energetically, do some clearing so that we don't have to labor under victim anymore. It's like people with chronic fatigue. I was talking to several people today about this. In my sessions, we go in and work with your soul energy, with your soul journey, and what's being suppressed, what's being held back in your life, how your relationships are. Are they win-win relationships? Are they win-lose relationships? What are you sacrificing to maintain the security in your life? And how can we answer your questions by releasing energy? Okay, so let's do victim right now because we were talking a lot about chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and how holding back or feeling that life was holding from you creates one of those really deep kinds of holding tensions that vibrationally run throughout our whole body and very often create steady pains that grow through the whole body. And I've watched over and over again as people slowly but surely pull out frequencies, pull out conscious awareness of pulling out frequencies until they can release the holding patterns that created such devastation for the universe. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, is this Veronica?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Is this Veronica?
It sure is.
Hello, it's Sasha.
Hi, Sasha. You have to turn your radio down, darling.
Okay. There we go.
Sasha's calling in from Canada.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Good long walk. Helped me clear some of the things we talked about earlier.
Great. Do you have a question?
I do. I want to talk about bringing in more potential. I think you kind of touched on it earlier. So bringing in more potential for my creativity, specifically.
For your creativity. You're actually an amazingly creative woman. What's your deep fear? There's a huge fear, and it looks like a vibrational cage to me on your belly and down the side of your body. You know that?
Yeah. That it won't be enough. And that...
That your potential's not enough?
That it's not enough, and that it will be refused.
So you'll be left out?
Yeah. Or not. It won't be appreciated, or it won't be good enough.
Okay, so what we're going to do is focus. I hope we have time. I think we do. But I want you to focus on attention. Do you feel there's attention in the midriff right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So why I'm saying that about Sasha is because there's a way in which we hold our energy and we hold it back. We think we're reaching for our potential, but a part of our energy field is holding way back, and that echoes out there.
Mm.
So I'm going to ask you to hold, become aware of the holding pattern in your body. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, Sasha, I was talking about chronic fatigue and so on, and they are essentially a holding as well that gets very, very extreme. You know that, eh?
Yeah, I do, because I feel really tired lately. And it's holding, holding, holding.
It is holding, holding. Well, I don't dare step forward because if I do, I'll fail. And if I fail, well, there's nowhere to go from there.
Right.
And that isn't true, is it?
No.
You fall on your face and get up and do it again, right?
Right.
But I see something really amazing coming to you. But I want to say that if you're going to manifest, you're going to want to clear the holding. So let's exaggerate all that holding against failing, holding against failing, and you're going to write. Are you your writing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You have wonderful connections in the field in which you want to move. Do you know that? I see really exciting connections coming up for you.
That's exciting.
But you know something? We can meet connections, and there just won't be. Have you ever noticed that sometimes you can be invisible and nobody really notices you?
Yes.
Okay. That's when we're holding back inside so much that our vitality, our vibrance, our charisma doesn't reach out.
Right.
And the guides are wanting you to hold, to do that holding, to feel it, to exaggerate it, to notice how it goes through your feet. For you, it goes right through your feet, doesn't it?
What? Say that again?
It goes right through your feet. I don't know why that is yet.
Huh.
But I just want you to call up all the holding, and people at home do the same thing. I forgot to wrap us in light, so let's wrap ourselves in light and call up all the energy of holding us back from our creative dream. Yeah, because you feel like you can't do it on your own.
Yes.
And you know what? I want to say that you don't have to, that there's going to be two or three people helping you. You're going to go hand by hand to people. Not necessarily with a lover person, but you don't have to go at all. You follow?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to exaggerate the holding a little bit more. Good, it's moving already. And I'm going to ask for help from the guy. And let's command total release of that holding pattern now. Holding, total release of the holding pattern. And then we're going to take the violet flame and absolutely swish it through your body. Can you feel that?
Yeah. Feels swishy.
Well, it's not totally moving, except it's softening. All the stuff that I saw as a little cage for you is softening right now as we
talk. Yeah, it is softening. It's not moving out, but it's softening.
Yeah, and you might want to continue doing this because it's amazing how much more we can manifest when we release these holding patterns.
Right.
And I know you're just getting well again. Sasha was very brave and underwent heart surgery recently. Is it okay that
Yay.
I say that?
Hmm?
Is it okay that I say that?
Absolutely.
And Sasha's quite young, and her heart surgery was very successful. So talk about potential. You're timid right now, and if you want to look at yourself as a slingshot, you could hold back until you feel it move, and then, boom, you'll go forward. Do you understand?
As a swing set?
As a slingshot.
Slingshot.
You know, where you get pulled way back?
Yes.
And so you've been pulled back. So I want you to hold way back and then let yourself go. And each day do that energy clearing for a little while as you manifest, because you've got three people that are going to help you over this speed bump.
Okay.
And you should be, by April or so, you should be just really...
flying.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, it's very exciting, Sasha. I'm glad you called in because it's a very exciting time for you.
Thank you.
And most of us, I think we'll all agree, when we want to step forward and do what we really care about, we go into these periods of thinking like, oy vey, nothing's going to happen. Right? And that's kind of a sign of getting to the end of that.
Right.
Because, darling, you're not indecisive.
No.
So thank you so much for your call and many blessings.
Thank you, Veronica.
All right, Owen. Thank you.
Okay, honey. Bye.
Now let's end this show. I think our show's almost done, is it? Let's end this show with a suggestion that you call up, become aware of where your victim is. And don't say to me, I don't have any. Come on, we all have it. I want you to know where it is. Call it up and wrap it. Call it up and ask for help from your guides and command total release of it. Remember, the art is to get to know where it is in your body and then clear it. This is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm going to be on with Jackie Salvitti at 8 o'clock on Thursday night here on VBS Radio. Again, we're talking about ETs. Jackie's the channel for wonderful ETs. And I'm going to be back here on VBS Radio next Tuesday at 4 o'clock, and I really love it when you call in. And we're going to talk about more energy clearing, about movies, books, or whatever it is that you want to talk about in becoming radiant by design. Oh, my website is www.veronicaentwistle.com. I'll say it again, www.veronicaentwistle.com. And remember, the healing for ourselves is so often all about getting to know ourselves, where we're holding back, and clearing and bringing in high guides and angels, which you have access to, and so do I. Many blessings and much love to you. See you next week.